News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. It's a case that's been in the news for nearly a year. It comes to an end today. The man convicted of killing his estranged wife in Merrill is going to be sentenced. We get a preview of the Mark Buckeye sentencing hearing from WSAU's Raymond Newbert.
Mark Buckeye faces a mandatory 30-year sentence in the 2013 death of Anita Buckeye. He was convicted on three felony counts, including first-degree intentional homicide earlier this year. The only decision at today's hearing is whether or not he'll be allowed release after that sentence is up. The hearing starts this morning at 9 a.m. Raymond Newbert, WSAU News.
An Amherst woman convicted of her second motor vehicle crash that caused a death is going to be sentenced in October. She's 24-year-old Heather Schatt, and she'll find out just how long she'll be locked up. She entered into a plea agreement Tuesday and was found guilty of homicide by use of a motor vehicle with a prohibited blood alcohol content. The crash happened in September of 2013 on Bluewell Road near Highway D in Amherst. 51-year-old David Wetzel died, and his 31-year-old son Richard was injured. A year before that, Schatt was the driver in an Illinois crash where someone died, and she failed to report that accident. Governor Walker says he hopes the EPA won't intervene based on political reasons to block an iron ore mine permitting process from moving forward. There are six Chippewa tribes that have asked the feds to step in before the DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers can make a decision on the Kujibik Taconite project. Speaking in Rhinelander yesterday, Governor Walker says the state already has important and strong environmental protections.
We wanted to have a process for safe and environmentally sound mining, and if the EPA actually uses science as opposed to plain politics, we think there's a reasonable way that they can allow both the preservation of natural resources to have safe and environmentally sound mining at the same time.
Walker's administration also has something to say about a White House report saying Wisconsin and other states that have turned down Medicaid dollars are making a mistake. Let's get more from our Capitol correspondent Bob Haig.
Walker's administration quickly taking issue with a report from the White House claiming expansion of Medicaid here would mean coverage for an additional 120,000 people. The study also claiming it would lead to more than 11,000 new jobs and bring in more than $2.6 billion in additional federal spending. Walker spokeswoman Laurel Patrick calling the report wrong. Under the governor's plan, more than 81,000 adults living below the poverty line signed up for Badger Care and began receiving it April 1st. At the same time, however, more than 62,000 above the poverty line were dropped from Badger Care and told to buy coverage on the federal exchanges.
Bob Haig, WSAU News.
No one knows who this Good Samaritan was. A motorist is credited with saving a Colby area family from a fire yesterday morning. This driver was on Highway 13 around 10 p.m. and saw the fire coming up through the roof of the home. He stopped and made sure no one was inside. A 13-year-old girl was asleep on her grandmother's bed. She woke up to the sound of someone banging on the door. The grandparents and another sister were not home at the time. There were no injuries. The house, though, is a total loss. We're expecting some damage from Hurricane Arthur, the first of the season, which is targeting the Outer Banks of North Carolina. On Hatteras Island and other reef areas, people are being told to get out in advance of the 4th of July. The order has been given for people to evacuate, and those evacuation orders are mandatory. A deal's been struck that may lead to less fireworks between Wausau Paper and its largest shareholder, Starboard Value LP. In a press release issued yesterday, the local papermaker announced that it will appoint Starboard partner Gavin Morielli to the board of directors. Starboard has often had issues with decisions from the current board. They've been trying to gain more influence. Starboard Value affiliates have control of 15% of Wausau Paper stock. It makes them the largest shareholder. As part of the deal, Starboard has agreed to vote all of its shares in favor of each of the board's nominees at the upcoming 2014 annual meeting. Let's talk patriotism as we get ready for the 4th of July. There's a Fox News survey that asks people about various acts like flying the flag or joining the military. Are those considered patriotic acts? Polling director Dana Blanton says owning a gun? Not everyone agrees.
Not surprisingly, owning a gun is significantly much more likely to be seen as patriotic in rural America than it is in suburban or urban areas. 65% of those who live in rural areas say, yes, owning a gun is patriotic, compared to 36% of those who live in urban areas.
Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy for this Thursday, a high around 75 with a northwest wind around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear and cool, a low down to 50. For your Friday, the 4th of July, sunny to partly cloudy, very nice, a high of 79. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a shower or storm during the day, a little bit higher chance at night, a high of 81. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
There were some clouds during the overnight, and that is starting to clear out now. We are left with mostly clear skies outside our broadcast center. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.